In the 18th century, what had been for Moray folk a leader letters and state was now called a provincial dialect by them that had poor and others in their ocht. The Treaty of Union in 1707 meant that Commissionate Scots, now Kent as MPs, had to sit in a parliament down in London in England, where spoken Scots wasna weel understood by the Ingalls and whiles miscalled. The ordna written language was now a Scottified Southron mair nor onything, and by the 1720s, Skills was wanting to tackle and teachers versant in what was Kent as the new method, a written language conform the grammar and idiom of England. In the Northern Isles, in Orkney and Shetland, the old Norn lead had either deed or was on its way out, but for a puckle words and saws. The Scots lead, Kent and spoken thereof for the 15th century or afore, new meld with the bitty Norn gone about yet, and gied rise to the Kent speckled dialects cried Shetland and Orcadian. For the 1720s, the landed folk and nabs of Scotland started taking an interest yins mair in Scots poem and sang, and the notion that there were a discreet way of speaking Scots and another that was coarse was apparent. But the feck of folk in Scotland carried on muckle the same, speaking Scots as a mither tongue, and with the minister on a Sunday giving them the meaning of in his formal sermon in the Southron tongue. The Jacobite risings of 1715, 1719 and 1745 had nae particular outcome to the lead, but they did bring about changes in the society of Scotland. And for a' that, by the middle of the 1700s, the advocate, the minister, the dominie and the laird all spak Scots as a mither tongue yet.